Penguin Random House Audio presents Fortune Favors the Dead by Stephen Spotswood. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Very few of us are what we seem to be. Agatha Christie, The Man in the Mist. Chapter 1. The first time I met Lillian Pentecost, I nearly caved her skull in with a piece of lead pipe. I had scored a few shifts working guard duty at a building site on West 42nd. A lot of the crew on Hart and Holloway's traveling circus and sideshow picked up gigs like that whenever we rolled into a big city, late night and off-day gigs where we could clock in after a performance and get paid cash on the barrel. There were more jobs like that available in those years. A lot of the men who'd usually have taken them were overseas, hoping for a shot at Hitler. When you're desperate to fill a post, even a 21-year-old circy girl starts to look good. Not that it required much of a resume. It was a knucklehead job. Walk the fenced-in perimeter from 11 until dawn and keep an eye out for anyone slipping through the fence. If anyone did, I was supposed to ring a bell and shout and make a ruckus to drive them away. If they refused, I ran and found a cop. At least, that was what I was supposed to do. McCloskey, the site foreman who was paying me, had other thoughts. "You catch anyone slipping in, you give them a good clobber with this," he said, tugging at his greasy mustache. This was a 2-foot length of lead pipe. "You do that, you get an extra dollar bonus. Gotta set an example." Who I was setting an example for, I didn't know. I also didn't know what was around the site that would be worth stealing. Construction had just started, so it was basically a giant hole in the ground.